Carter.
Yes.
May we ask you to hold for one moment?
Sure.
The president will be right with you. Thank you.
Written off the top of his head, as most Scottish stories are, without any basis whatever.
McNamara is going to do everything that's required as Secretary of Defense and do it well. But beyond that, that'll go to whatever department has responsibility for it.
Right. Sir, about how often do you talk to the Secretary, either in person or on the phone?
Well, I guess every day. Practically every day.
Could you estimate how many times an average day? I know it's hard to say what constitutes an average day.
I just say practically every day. Right. Some days I talk to him once. If it's a real crisis, it may be 2-3 times. But right. I would say probably 10 times a week.
Right.
He's not a fellow that's calling you all the time, and you don't call him unless you have something that's very important, because it just don't take his time. He's a very busy man.
Right. So 5 years ago, Secretary McNamara said he hoped to stay in the government about 5 years, then return to private life. Do you think you will have any trouble keeping him in the government? Do you have any
signs
he wants to change jobs?
I wouldn't try to keep him in if he wants to leave the government. I think it's a great honor for anybody to serve in the cabinet, and I wouldn't want a man in the cabinet that didn't want to stay.
Right.
But I've never had any indication that he wants to leave, and I'm unfamiliar with what he said 5 years ago. I didn't know he said that.
Well, apparently he did, and he came in. That's something a researcher served up to my attention. I don't know if it's true.
I would doubt it.
How about this speculation that the Secretary might want to change jobs?
I would say that's pure hogwash. It's written off the top of Scotty's head, as I said.
Sir, it seemed to many observers that Secretary McNamara shares your own passion for the details of running government. Is that one reason why you're particularly willing to work with him on a close and intimate basis?
I haven't noticed that he is more of a detailed person than the average good executive.
Right.
I like to work with him, and I would whether he was a detailed man or not.
Right.
That's not the reason I like to work with him. He knows his business, and he's very competent. I think the best Secretary of Defense this country ever had.
Right. I see. Sir, you seem to have started something of a management revolution in the federal government. Would you like to talk about Secretary McNamara's role in this?
Yes, I think that he is incorporated sound and good business practices and excellent management practices, and I think other cabinet officers have tried to emulate him. And his cost-conscious program is the recommendations I've made to cabinet officers. He picked it up and really made a good example of it. Others are doing the same thing, and I would guess that we'll save several billions each year as a result of it.
Finally, sir, I think in a way you've already touched on this, but I wanted to ask you what do you think are the personal qualities that make Secretary McNamara such an outstanding public servant?
20-hour day.
Right.
Very sharp. Alert. Dedicated. Objective, genuine, sincere fella. I think that he and Rusk make an excellent team. They work fine together. They admire and respect each other. man anywhere in the world than Dean Rusk. And I think that Bob McNamara is equally as competent. I just, somebody said one day when they came in, here comes the Goldust twins.
Right.
They both marched shoulder to shoulder. They never had any differences in public. Woman who generates a lot of ideas and so forth.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. I certainly appreciate it. I'll see you soon.